we first built the facility in 2005, we had room to expand it by 20% and stay inside the fence. By the time the 2011 show came around, we had completely filled that area. In 2013, we had an annex outside the gates, and when we finally sat down to do all the mapping in April of this year, we ended up with a full exhibit field and about 125 companies on the wait list. So the decision was made to make a permanent infrastructure upgrade. We're adding about 400,000 square feet of exhibit space, and it's going to be located kind of off the southwest corner of the show site, tying the facility closer into Richland Community College. So it kind of folds well into what we've been doing and grows the exhibit field, gives us an opportunity to take care of some expansion that some folks wanted to do, as well as the demand for new folks who wanted to enter the show.
Now, you mentioned that last time you had kind of that annex area. Will you still have that, or will this permanent expansion take care of that?
This is going to replace that. The biggest complaint that we heard about the annex was that people were outside the fence. Those exhibitors were outside the fence, and they didn't really feel like they were part of the show. So what this does is it extends the fence line, puts all those folks inside the exhibit field proper, gives them a street address, and it gives them the opportunity to have as much access to the crowd as everybody else that's been exhibiting there.
You know, I think one question people might have, it's not surprising that the show continues to grow. However, this is a time where, you know, agriculture is seeing some tightening of the belt, you might say, in a lot of areas, and we're hearing a lot of cyclical and maybe a downward cycle on some of those things. So how is it that during that time, your show continues to have this much demand and this much need for expansion?
You know, we were as surprised by that as anybody. When we went into projecting what the show was going to be, what this year's show was going to be, we expected to fill the show site, but not necessarily need an annex or not necessarily need any kind of growth because, you know, as your listeners well know, this is a time where margins are razor thin if they exist at all. And so we were surprised by that. But I think it speaks to the fact that the show has grown in its prominence since we went to the permanent site strategy, whether it's the fact that they know that they're going to have a good shot at a good three-day show because of the infrastructure or because we've had such enormous growth in our international attendance. There's probably lots of reasons, but in these times when margins are so tight, this is the place where growers are going to go to figure out what can I do to grow my operation, what can I do to maintain profitability, bring in the next generation, you know, whatever their goals are, this is a place where they can go and learn what's new in their industry so that they can stay on top.
You mentioned that with it being, you know, the more permanent site, you've been able to make infrastructure improvements, and it seems like every year the show comes back to Decatur, you do something more and something more. Are there new things that we'll see this year?
Well, there are a lot of new things going on. AGCO has put together a great exhibit. They've actually been growing crops on their exhibit, and it's kind of the journey of the seed from planting all the way to harvest. Brock is putting up a big grain handling facility on their exhibit. The folks that are going to be in the expansion are doing new things. That's where all the new folks are going to be, as well as some big blue chip companies that are going to have their presence in the annex. You've got Bex and Caterpillar, McCormick Tractors, Polaris, Yamaha, Honda, all those folks are going to be out in that expansion area. So there's a little bit of shuffling. Folks are going to want to, you know, try to see the whole thing because there are folks that have expanded and moved and are going to be doing new things.
What are some other highlights of the three-day event? I know you guys have gone to doing a concert, which you're doing again this year, and some of those types of things folks can look forward to.
Absolutely. You know, the Wednesday night concert is kind of become a fixture at the Decatur shows. This year we have Craig Morgan, and he's going to be a great show. You know, he fits well with our farmers. He's a war veteran. He's an EMT. He's a volunteer firefighter. You know, he has a lot of the same profile attributes as a lot of our farmer customers that come to the show. But in addition to the concert and the expansion and the things we've talked about, things are looking really good for field demonstrations. The crop went in on time. Obviously, it's been getting too much rain, but in terms of the heat that it needs to get mature on time, we are looking really good there. You know, 2 years ago, David Bricks, our host farmer, was telling me that we were going to be in trouble and not be able to do field demos, and he was exactly right. And I just talked to him this week, and he said, you know, there's almost no chance that we're going to have any field demo problems. So we are in great shape for field demonstrations. And so, you know, everything's coming together. It's just that hectic time of year, 2 months out from the show when we're all really busy trying to make it all happen.
Well, and Matt, one other thing I always like to ask you about, you know, Decatur is very conveniently located for McLean County listeners here in the Bloomington area. But in addition to just an easy drive down to the show on those 3 days, We always like to talk about the impact that it has on surrounding communities, not just Bloomington-Normal, but really throughout Central Illinois.
If you get into the numbers of things, just the exhibitors staying in hotel rooms requires, I believe it's 3,600 hotel rooms just to get the exhibitors overnight need covered, not counting any visitors or international visitors or anything like that. And with Decatur only having 1,300 hotel rooms, they're only covering a third of the need. So the demand spills over into, as you mentioned, Springfield, McLean County, and Champaign. They all see an impact. All those airports see an impact. It's the exhibitors that make the economic impact to the region. And we did a little bit of math, and by increasing the number of exhibitors at the show, it probably increases the economic impact by about $1.5 to $2 million from what we typically have of a $10 million impact. Being able to put more exhibitors in there is about $1.5 to $2 million worth of economic impact to, as you mentioned, the whole Central Illinois region.
And lots of exhibitors on site for all 3 days, really the whole week by the time they set up and tear down. But do you have numbers on how many visitors you expect? I mean, obviously the weather plays a big role, but what do you typically see?
Typically, we would say that there's about 160,000 visitors that come over the course of the 3 days. We lost a day last year, and the weather just wasn't great at all, you know, for any of the show last year. And even though we do have these permanent sites, Mother Nature can still have an impact. We can't have a show if there's lightning striking around. So we lost a day last year. But even last year, our estimates put it at about 125,000 with bad weather. So we certainly are excited as to what we can look forward to for this year.
Well, Matt, anything else that we might need to know at this point as people look forward to this year's show coming up in not too many weeks here?
Well, you know, right now is when the show program content is all being put together. So I would suggest keeping an eye at farmprogressshow.com. That there's just going to be more and more and more content being added there. You can buy your tickets. You can buy your tickets to the concert, get a kind of a virtual walk around the show site through the Map Your Show feature. Just take a look at that and take the opportunity to get yourself ready and make your plan for everybody you want to see there September 1st, 2nd, and 3rd.